Welcome back. When you walk into a store to pick out a pair of glasses, the amount of options can be really overwhelming. I'm actually going through this right now, and I have no clue what to choose.
Okay, well, luckily, our next guest is an award-winning optician and eyewear image expert, and she's going to walk us through the do's and the don'ts of finding the perfect pair of glasses. Welcome to the show, Wendy Buchanan.
Thank you. All right,
first of all, Wendy, you look fabulous. I just said the glasses are so good, the whole thing. All right, so we always talk about finding the right glasses for our face shape, but you say that's all wrong. So what should we be focusing on instead?
The eyes. The eyes are our connection to everything and everyone. And understanding face shapes is complicated. Mm-hmm. It's tricky because we're human and we all look different. It's hard to box each person into a specific shape. And I think that's where the confusion lies.
I've always found those very confusing, so I'm happy that you're saying ditch it. You actually have a three-step styling process that everyone can use when they're gonna go out and pick out glasses. So walk us through that.
Yeah, the first one is facial features. Really focus on your individual features. The shape of your eyes, your brows, your cheekbones, your nose, the fit on your nose. And then next is color. What is that color in your wardrobe that you put on that you just feel absolutely amazing and you get tons of compliments? And then how do we bring in the personal coloring, your eye color, your hair color into the process? And then lastly is the fun part, it's your spec personality. Mm-hmm. And that's your vibe, your persona. How do you want to show up? And how do you want to be perceived in your eyeglasses?
Okay, so we're going to start with the facial features first, and you're going to start with me, and you're going to talk to us about, for me anyway, how eyebrows can help guide my eyeglasses that I would choose. So let's start there. What do I need to keep in mind?
What you want to do with shape is follow the exact curve of your brow.
Okay. So you meaning like you actually, the glass, the top of the glass's shape is going to mimic the shape of your eyebrow?
Yes.
Okay, I've never heard of this.
Okay. All right, so shall we?
Yes, can I have permission to make you look bad
you
first?
Here. You say a lot of people make the mistake of not following their brow line. So why don't you show us by showing us a pair that break down the brow rules.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Mel.
Okay, so this is the bad one, right?
Okay.
Is that right?
Okay, and why is that?
This is not working. So we're gonna do like a little before photo. Shall we do that?
Okay.
Control room?
Okay. Okay, got that?
Okay, all right.
Okay.
When I look at you, Mel, you've got this beautiful, perfectly arched brow, and then the glasses are a strong horizontal design line. So they're actually causing two distinct lines on your face, which is confusing when we look at you.
And I can't actually see.
You can't see anything. You can barely see your eyes. I think Mel makes everything look good, but let's try on a pair of glasses that actually would work for her brow line and see what that looks like.
Okay. So these ones you would... They
would
do work. Okay, let's see the difference.
Great. You'll see the. So you see the, the difference. Okay.
You can actually see my eyes. I can actually see.
I love those. This is exciting. Okay.
So it doesn't have to sit at the exact same spot, but it mirrors the shape.
Love that. Okay.
Well,
thank
that's
you.
Great.
Thank you.
Yay. I'm up next, and I'm in the process, as I said, of trying to find glasses right now. And one thing that really bugs me is a lot of glasses are really, I don't know if you guys have found this, when they have the little bridge thing there, they're tight on your nose, right? And I end up with a little indentation. So how do we find the right glasses for our nose?
Yes, and we have a picture of you in your glasses,
I recently was also just trying to go out and shop for photos. And first of all, let's just start with this. These ones you say are all wrong for me. Yeah. Why? Why are these wrong for me?
Well, and you made that point that they hurt your nose. And what's happening here is it's not a nice, even fit on the bridge of your nose.
Okay.
It should fit all the way around your nose, and there's a big gap at the top, so all the pressure is getting put on the side. And comfort's just as important as fashion. And you made that point, so we want to make sure that it's comfortable and that it maybe moves up a bit so we can see your eyes better.
Okay, so you're going to show us what does work for Cynthia's nose. Okay, let's see
I can't wait to see this.
They're very light, and I really like that already.
Yeah. Oh, yes! Wow. I love these on you! does your nose feel?
These are so light and amazing. And I think actually so you talked about the personality being a thing, a part of it. I feel like these are my personality.
Totally.
I'm not gonna let you take these home.
We're gonna talk.
Thank you so much.
So now it's my turn. I'm so excited now that I've seen what you've done for Mel and Cynthia. I'm super excited. Okay. I just recently started wearing glasses. I always had 20/20 vision. During the lockdown, my eyes all of a sudden were not as great, so I started wearing glasses. But you say cheekbones is what another part of the face.
Yes.
We should be paying attention to. I had a lot of salty food, so I'm a little bit full. But otherwise, let's go into cheekbones. So how can this accentuate my face?
Beautiful cheekbones. So this is going to be a perfect model for showing the cheekbones and what we want to do.
Okay.
What we want to do with cheekbones.
Those look good.
We want that angle up or curve up, so direction of the line is up. We want some beautiful design details at the top, and that's drawing the eye up. And from a side angle, if you turn, that temple or the arm of the glasses is set high, and now your cheekbones pop from the side.
Popping.
Yeah. Good.
I love these.
Oh, I love
these.
That.
Are good,
yeah,
right?
They're good. They look really good.
Okay. Yeah. And with all of these, the eyes were the focus. Mm-hmm. We never distracted from the eyes, but we just enhanced all of your great facial features.
I love that.
Okay. That's so good.
Wendy, you say that personal style, color, and fun are just as important when picking your glasses. So we're going to end off this segment.
You can keep those.
I'm like, I have to give those back. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm trying to walk away with them.
And you said you have picked what you call a Saturday night party style.
Yes.
For each of us.
Why don't you go first? Okay. You go first.
You want to do this for me? Okay. Check this out. Oh my gosh.
I love this.
The club.
Let's see.
Oh my gosh, these are a party.
Those are good.
So let's just sit there. Like, why did you choose these ones?
This gives, Mel has personality. She shows up, and these are a little bolder, but they're still sexy. Because she's got this romantic, sexy look.
Oh my God, I love that. Okay, I'm gonna go next. Yeah. All right, here we go.
I'm super excited, okay.
Oh, excuse me.
Hold on for a second. Let me take your box.
Thank you.
Party, yes.
Have chosen this color.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And Cynthia, it's
gorgeous.
A perfect fit on your bridge, but these are sexy and dynamic on you. You have this edgy, dramatic style.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're perfect.
You got good glasses face.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a thing, but it's okay. So let's see.
Here we go, Andrea.
Now I'm excited. All right, so let's see.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Yes.
Which one
are
we looking at? Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
With a
little pop of color.
Why did you pick these ones for Andrea?
Well, and again, it's the cheekbone. So that color that's an opposite bright color is bringing the accent up to your cheekbones, and it's a nice. So this time we accentuated the cheeks with a curve instead of an angle.
Oh my gosh.
Look at us.
So fun. Yeah. Wendy, thank you so much for joining us today.
So
tips are great. We love the glasses. Feel like I'm gonna maybe we didn't talk.
Hey there. Wasn't that great? Do you know where you can find some equally good content? Our YouTube page. It's filled with discussions, debates, and some laughs. Head there now, like and subscribe.